Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
908 on KDXU, I'm Andy Griffin. Thanks for tuning in to Open Line Friday. You're welcome to call. Be part of the show at 673-5890. Right now don't have the capability of call screening. We've got some equipment situations. So Mello is actually in studio with me hanging out. Hi, Mello.
Hey, it's nice to see you.
And the phone line, we'll just be taking phones straight off. I mean, we're gambling. We're going to go live phone calls from whoever calls. 673-5890. If you want, you can text me at 435-467-5842. I love getting texts from folks, and it helps me to kind of not, I wouldn't say control the content, but kind of control the, you know, when the content comes and the flow of the program. So, So again, call 673-5890 or text 467-5842. Those are both 435s. 673-5890, 467-5842. Mello, how are you today? Everything good?
It's great. I'm excited for a weekend.
Yeah.
Swiss Days is this weekend. Started last night, I think.
I'm wondering, are you going to enter into the mooing contest today or the yodeling contest tomorrow?
Maybe the yodeling tomorrow. I don't think I'll have time to stay for the mooing contest.
Do you yodel?
No. Okay. I'm joking that I could do it, but it would be fun to
maybe
watch.
Maybe take a crash course in yodeling.
Yeah, I could fake it.
I don't. It's funny. So, you wouldn't think I got no chance because there are people who do yodel and they're probably pretty good at it. And if we were to watch a YouTube and tried it, we'd probably suck. But that being said, there's a story in my family that has almost reached legendary status now. My sister is an amazing cook. She can bake and cook. I mean, she does meals. She does pastries. She's just an amazing cook. One time she entered into a cornbread contest, to see who had the best cornbread. She finished in second place, which is really good, except who she lost to. She lost to a lady. She went over to congratulate the lady that won it, and the lady said, "Oh, I just opened a box of Jif and entered that into the contest."
She cheated
and beat my sister. And my sister to this day is like, "I cannot believe I lost to this lady who opened a box."
In a jiffy.
Yeah. So anyway, that's reached now legendary status in the family because my sister, she is an amazing cook. She really is really good. But obviously it bothered her because to this day she still talks about it.
I'd be so mad if I lost to a box recipe.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. And by the way, Lara's cookies are second to none. I don't care what store, makes commercial cookies. Not even close. Not even close to Lara's cookies. So, all right, we have today, to start things off, a test. This is a test of the emergency Mello system.
Oh, shoot.
Merriam-Webster announced they were adding, I believe it was 2,000 words to their new edition. And they haven't put an edition out for a while. So they're like, we got to get with the times. We got to add a bunch of words. So they're going to add a bunch of words. And I thought it might be fun, Mello, to test and see if we know what these words mean. Okay. New words that were... Usually what happens with newer words is they're slang for a little while. And then it becomes so ubiquitous. Everybody's using it that Merriam-Webster finally says, okay, this is really a word. We're going to add it. For instance, an example, back in the 90s, a sports commentator named Stuart Scott, he was on ESPN, always used to use the word. If there was a trick play, he would say, "Oh, time for some trickeration." Trickeration is not a word. Was not a word, I should say, because the word is trickery. There's some trickery. You don't even need to add those extra syllables. But he used it so much that kids, when I was a teenager, we started using that. And Merriam-Webster actually said, you know what? It's used so much, we're just going to add it to the dictionary. Wow. And trickeration became an official word.
Okay.
So there's an example for you. All right. So let's get into it now. A list of words. I have two separate lists, but we're going to start with this big one first. List of words that are being added to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. And we're going to see if Mello knows what they are. We'll start with some easy ones. Okay. Adulting.
Adulting, definitely when they are leaving the house and then it's hard.
They can't do it.
Adulting, yeah. Yes.
And you are right in the thick of that with your kids and everything. It's time for them to adult. Yeah. All right. After adulting, how about beast mode? What is beast mode?
Beast mode is going to go get it. Got to get this work done. We're in beast mode. We're going to accomplishing intense stuff. Yes.
Do you know the origin of beast mode, by the way?
I want to say like WWF, but I have no idea.
No, it's football. NFL football. There was a running back named Marshawn Lynch back in the day. And Marshawn Lynch, when he was known for... So most running backs try to juke and get away from guys.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch, when he'd go beast mode, that means he was lowering his shoulder and going right into those guys and trying to knock him over. That
really?
Was beast mode.
I love it.
And then it kind of transitioned to what you said, okay, which is what it means today. All right, easy one here. Cancel culture.
Oh, that's easy. You go woke, you go.
Yeah.
Can cancel everybody.
The practice, according to this, the practice of withdrawing support for public figures after their actions or statements. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you said something like, boy, I really liked Robert E. Lee from the Civil War. Mm-hmm. I thought he was a good guy. And they're like, oh, cancel you. You slavery, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Okay, a new thing that has come along in recent years, something called, maybe it hasn't come along, but has gained popularity, cold brew. What's a cold brew?
Oh, cold brew. I have daughters that drink this. It's like a coffee and there's like a little thing on the top, like cream, I think.
Well, cold brew is, so we think of coffee, we think of hot coffee. Cold brew is coffee that is iced or cold. It's very popular.
It's not
popular
the
now.
Foam, it's just cold coffee.
Cold coffee, okay. Basically. Yeah, iced coffee. Here's one I can relate to. What's a dad bod?
Oh, it's like a chunkier bod.
Yeah, like you think dad bod, you don't think of the V shape and the abs and the ripped abs and all. You think dads
a little softer.
Men in our middle ages tend to get a little bit of a belly. Some of them from drinking beer, others from eating things like pastries, like I do. All right, doggo.
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 D-O-G-G-O. Doggo.
I don't know what that means. I guess I would say doggo, like you got dogged, like you didn't get something you wanted, so is a doggo?
No. Doggo is just a simple slang term for, usually slang is a word shorter than the original word. This one's longer. Slang term for your dog is my doggo.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah,
I know. That sounds like a yuppie thing to say.
Yeah. Okay, what about doom scroll?
Doom scrolling is what I am trying to break myself up, is when you just get on an Instagram or TikTok and you just...
One reason
I stopped being on TikTok is because there's this dumb person that comes up and says, haven't you been scrolling for a while? Maybe you should put your phone down. Oh. So I was like, that's rude. I don't even want to be on TikTok anymore.
So I thought when people first mentioned doom scrolling, I thought it meant you were purposely looking for bad stuff, doom, but that's not what it means. It just means that you get caught. We call it going down the rabbit hole, right?
Yes.
You get caught and you click on one thing. You're like, oh, that's interesting. And then you see a link on that. Oh, there's something else. You click on that. And then you just scroll and you keep going. And doom scroll.
Yes.
Doom scroll.
It's a very, very hard thing to break.
Okay. What is a dumb phone?
A dumb phone is one that doesn't access the internet, like a flip phone.
Yeah. A basic mobile phone instead of a smartphone. Mm-hmm. Or I think a flip phone probably would be the best way to describe it. I know people that purposely use a dumb phone because they don't want to give their life over to what a lot of us do with the smartphones. And it's kind of cool.
So true.
Kind of cool. All right. Farm-to-table. Farm-to-table.
Oh, farm-to-table is healthy things. So it comes from like a local like Fry's Market, and you get the food and then you bring it home.
Food sourced locally and served directly to customers, basically, is even your own garden. Say you grew your own turnips, or my wife neighbor had a pomegranate tree.
Mm.
Now, anybody that's ever processed pomegranates knows it's a pain in the neck.
That's hard
stuff. So one year my wife decided she was going to make pomegranate jelly, can some pomegranate jelly. And besides the kitchen looking like a bloodbath, because pomegranate is red and it gets on the floor and the counters and we have white floors. And anyway, it took a long time. And then I think I made her mad. I don't know. She never admitted this, but I then took a couple of her jars of jelly and made them into pomegranate barbecue sauce.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was really, really good, but that depleted some of the jelly that she had made. So yeah. I don't know.
My sister-in-law makes have you heard of Dixie salad?
Yeah.
Yeah, she makes that with the pomegranates. Right. But I went to Fry's Market and I got the best peaches, I have to tell you.
Fry's so is impressive.
Yummy. Yeah.
And if you want strawberries, you're going to need to text me because I'm not going to let word out where the best strawberries in town are found. But it's not Fry's, and I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't want to give up the strawberries that we get.
Oh, just a couple. Whoever will text you.
But if you'll text me, if you really want to know, I will text you the answer. All right, we're continuing. The new words being added to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. How about ghost kitchen? You ever heard of a ghost kitchen?
Ghost kitchen? Is that a really nice kitchen for someone who doesn't cook?
No.
I don't know then. What?
A ghost kitchen is defined as a commercial kitchen space for preparing food for delivery and takeout only. You cannot actually eat in the place.
Okay, I have heard of those. Yeah. I didn't know it was called that.
Yeah, ghost kitchen. Okay, this one I love. You can hold up the hand and know that I'm going to say hard pass on that one, right? What's a hard pass?
A hard pass means no thank you.
No thank. Not even slightly interested in whatever it is. For instance, if I said, hey, Mello, here's a nice jar of pickle juice. Drink it. You would say?
Hard pass.
Hard pass on that one. All right. all right, the next one. This one I did not know. So I've done pretty good on these. You've done really well on them. But this one, petrichor. P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R. What is petrichor?
Something so antiquated that it's not valid anymore? Just outdated?
Nope, not close.
Petrichor.
Maybe I'm saying, or maybe it's petrichor, petrichor. I don't know. Petrichor. I've never used this word, but it's been added. It is, I didn't know this, the pleasant smell of rain after a dry period. That smell, you know that smell.
Yes, I love that smell.
I didn't know it was called petrichor, though.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Petrichor, okay.
Learned something. All right, Riz, R-I-Z-Z.
Oh, charisma.
All right, romantic appeal or charm. You're right. Yep, riz.
You got the riz.
So charisma, that's where it comes from. Okay, side eye. What is a side eye?
Oh, I get that all the time from my teenager. Like, oh, really? You're going to wear that with that? Oh.
Yeah, a side eye judgmental. Is a glance, a judgmental or a glance that expresses disapproval through whatever.
I get that often. Thank you.
You do that. Mom should never get, mom shouldn't get
I like it when they roll their eyes and I can say, you're not going to find your brain back there.
What would you say to side eye then?
I don't know. I just ignore it.
And I think I'm guessing that the side eye came from people kind of looking away when you say something they don't agree with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Side eye. All right. What's a teraflop?
Can you spell it?
T-E-R-A-F-L-O-P. Teraflop.
Teraflop. I don't know. I think of like a big girl in a swimsuit. I don't know.
Not that, Tara. Teraflop is a unit of computer performance representing 1 trillion floating point operations per second. It's related to terabyte. Teraflop.
Oh.
Yeah.
It sounds like a derogatory thing when it says flop.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, no, it's actually... Well, remember, you got... Not to be rude here, but you got fat guys sitting in their basement with their butt crack sticking out, making up words about, you know, I mean, let's be serious about some of these computer terms, right? Sorry, I know I'm going to hear about it I'm going to get some texts and emails. I apologize. But still, some of the words, I mean, you know, that they use. I still got people saying it's not GIF, it's GIF. That picture format.
It's
the
GIF.
G is a soft GIF. Sound. It's a J GIF. Sound.
Yeah,
it's GIF, but it's spelled G-I-F, and everybody I know says GIF. And I don't need some basement dwelling 43-year-old who's a gamer telling me how to say it.
It's a GIF. Just adopt it. You can do that.
I'm not going to do it. It's a GIF, and it's a JPEG. Even though the E isn't there anymore.
Okay.
Here's another one. We'll kind of end the list with this one because I didn't know this one. I had to look it up.
Okay.
It's WFH. And my mind went to WTF, which means something very bad and not related to this
at all.
I
know this one because I had to look it up too. WFH?
WFH, yep.
Something with my hand. Something.
Nope.
What the heck?
Major hand. Nope.
No, it's not. W, I don't know. I can't remember. I did hear it. Once you say it, I'll remember.
Okay, well, let me give you a hint.
Okay.
It came into popularity about the year 2020. 2019, 2020.
Can you repeat it again?
WFH.
WFH.
What happened during 2019-2020, right in there?
Okay, so COVID,
yeah.
Okay.
And this became very popular. Work from home. Yeah,
For some reason, I had hand in my brain. I was trying to make it an H with a hand.
No, work from home. And again, I did a story about this later, and I was reading some of them, and that one came up, and I'm like, yeah, and WFH. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. So. Work from home, okay.
But now I know work from home. Okay, a couple of other. Let's see if I got any more. No, we did all these, so. My big list actually encompassed my little list, so we're good. Okay. We're ready to add some words. I did get a couple of texts. Let's see what we got text-wise on here. Mardine says, I would love to know where the good strawberries are. I'm going to tell her on text. I am not going to announce it on the air because because there is one place where the best strawberry, and you can only go, there's a certain day a week you've got to be there because
really?
They're sold out after that day.
I'll
text Mardine, but I'm not gonna let word out unless you text me and specifically ask, because I am a nice guy, but I'm not that nice.
Right. You've got to hold some.
Did you just side-eye me? I think you just side-eyed me. She did, folks.
Oh, man. Nice guy.
Mardine, I'll text that to you when we go to.
I didn't mean to side-eye. I want to know where they are too. So you have to tell me.
Oh, you better be nice. You better be nice. All right, a couple of news items before we go to commercial break. This one just makes me angry. But again, this is alleged, so we got to be careful, right? When it comes to crime, you can't assume someone's guilty before they've been tried in a court of law. But I'm going to read the story, Mel. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
A Hurricane man is behind bars after police say he assaulted his daughter, leaving her with a fractured orbital bone in her face.
What?
Officers arrested 33-year-old Justin K. Daly on Wednesday in Hurricane. They booked him into Purgatory Correctional Facility on first-degree felony charge of aggravated child abuse. According to court documents, the case stems from an incident days earlier when the girl ran to a neighbor's house and called 911, telling officers her father had punched her in the face. She later sought medical treatment and was diagnosed with a fracture in the orbital bone around her left eye. The case has been referred to Division of Child and Family Services.
You have to punch someone real hard
break
that.
Yeah, why would you? I don't. Now, again, we're not assuming he's guilty. No. Maybe something else happened and she's trying to get him in trouble, but. Mm-hmm. According to charging documents, these are actual court documents. He is being charged with that, and it just makes me so mad.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Mello, you, no offense here, but your kids have been known to at times be a little obnoxious, gotten you frustrated.
Yeah.
But to be so angry that you could, I mean, it had to be with a fist, right? Or something harder.
Right.
Maybe an object. But she said he punched her in the face. I don't get it.
I mean, my kids have said some pretty ignorant things, uh-huh. but I have not punched them. There's probably some other extenuating circumstances as far as other things he has. Maybe he recently lost a job. Maybe he is getting divorced. Like, there could be. There's still no excuse.
No.
But maybe.
A reason maybe, but not an excuse.
Yeah, right. That's so terrible. I'm so sorry for that family.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. All right, a news is coming out that apparently, so you know the whole story with this Robinson guy. He stashed the rifle in the woods mm-hmm. by where he was. He was going to return and get the rifle back because it belonged to his grandpa or grandpa given it to him or something like that. He went back to get the rifle. There were police there. And the report out now says that he had some kind of interaction with a police officer there. Maybe, you know, the police officer, there's a college kid walking by and wondering what we're doing. You know, that kind of thing. But then when Robinson saw the police presence, he decided to leave the rifle and go ahead and leave and head back to southern Utah. But the whole thing is like, oh, man.
So bizarre.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that part. I was wondering how he got down from the building with the gun in his, because he had jumped.
Yeah, he did.
So
yeah.
I don't know where
there's
the
video
gun
of him jumping. Have you seen the video of him jumping?
I did.
I don't see any gun anywhere.
I don't see the gun
right?
either. So that makes me think there's an accomplice. I don't know.
Here comes the conspiracy theories.
I know, my conspiracy theories. I know. I'm going to stop. I haven't looked into this case enough to actually have a real conspiracy theory.
Were there thunder bumpers, by the way, last night? Lots of lightning and thunder where you were last night.
There was. It was coming down.
Over Santa Clara, yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
We got This is pretty cool. At the Sand Hollow, they measured the rain at 7.71, almost an inch of rain in one
day.
Really?
That's great.
I didn't get that much at my house, but we got some, enough to, you know, get some water, standing water, and, of course, lots of lightning and thunder. Over in St. George at about 2350 east and 2450 south, a house was struck by lightning, shorted out all their electricity in their whole house.
Oh, man.
There was a smell of sulfur, they said, in the house. So they called the fire department. Fire department came over and checked everything. They said, yeah, it does look like you were struck by lightning, but we can't prove it. We weren't here. But they saw a flash of light and smell of sulfur, and the electrical system went poof, you know. And so, I don't know, kind of crazy.
I wonder if insurance covers an act of God like that.
I don't. The more I learn about it, no offense to my insurance sales friends, but the more I learn about insurance, the more disappointed I am in insurance. Oh, yeah, we don't cover that. Well, wait, why did I even have you all these years if you don't cover that?
Oh, my gosh. I do love the home warranty.
Yes, you do.
Okay, and
yes,
I called on my washing machine because it's not spinning out the water.
Uh-oh.
The guy came out and looked at it, and he's like, yeah, there's so many parts you're going to need, they're probably going to go ahead and give you a new one. So I called them to find out, and I sat on hold for 53 minutes. And then I got disconnected, and it was like 4:58. I was so mad. So wow. I need to call back. I got a phone number for one of the reps, though, so I'm going to call them. But seriously, I'd like my washing machine to work.
Yeah, that's kind of important when you have a family.
It's very important.
So
yes.
Home warranties, we've decided good. I've actually been talking to my wife about those, and you have to wait. How much is it? About a month, like $75?
It was $65. It's gone up to $85. I pay $85 a month for it.
So if you are disciplined enough to save that much every month, maybe it's not necessarily worth it. But who among us, if we have an extra $85 a month, would save it in case the dishwasher broke?
Right.
Probably not too many.
I have had my entire HVAC system replaced, which is on my roof.
So they replaced the whole
air conditioner. They replaced my whole HVAC
system. Well, I take back what
system.
I just said then, because that's what, probably $3,000 or $4,000, right? Maybe more?
Oh, now? Now they're like 15.
Oh, 15 now, yeah.
17. Maybe so, back then it was like 5 to 6, but now it's like 15.
Okay.
I've had two water heaters replaced, and I could have had a fridge replaced if I remembered I had the home warranty when I replaced my fridge. And now I'm going to have a washing machine replaced. So it's paid for itself for me. So.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. There's certain ones that you need to read each policy, because some of them have limits on the HVAC system.
Okay.
So if they want to know the ones that I like, then you can.
Home warranty.
I can't say on there because I like all the people that work for all the places.
We're going to not give any referral to any specific company, except that Mello says home warranties are good. I don't have one, but maybe I will soon.
Yeah. You probably should, because you're going to want to have extra funds for that.
It's Open Line Friday. You're welcome to call 673-5890. In fact, right now, if you want to text me, I've got tickets to the Staley Family Farm Corn Maze. It's open now. Everybody's like, oh, that's in October. No, it opened last week on the 19th, which was, last Friday.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Corn Maze at the Staley Family Farm. I've got tickets right now. Text me corn, C-O-R-N, to 435-467-5842. I'm giving away 4 tickets to the Staley Family Farm Corn Maze right now. And right now we'll check weather.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
I was just telling Bello the other day, I was giving away some of these prizes, and what we do is we whoever wins, we put them in an envelope, and then I lick the old envelope. You lick the glue,
the
envelope,
and
it sticks. And well, I was having some gastro tests the other day, and I had to fast. And not by fasting, this wasn't just don't eat. This was nothing by mouth. No water, no juice, no soda, nothing. Complete fasting, and after I licked the envelope, I was like, ew, this is kind of disgusting. But I couldn't even drink anything to get the envelope, the glue taste out of my mouth. And it did remind me of that Seinfeld episode where George's fiance licked all the cheap envelopes and died from glue poisoning or something.
So. Yes. Did you also see the episode? They've been comparing it to Travis, Kelce, and Taylor Swift when George told what was the fiance's name?
Susan.
Susan,
yeah.
That he wanted a prenup, and she just laughed.
Oh, she laughed at him, yeah. Yeah, imagine Travis Kelce saying, hey, Taylor, yeah, I'd like a prenup. I don't want you taking any of my football money. She's like, yeah, like, I totally sold one album and beat that dude.
Exactly.
Does she talk like that? Probably
no, she
not.
Does not. She's not very a valley girl. Well-spoken.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we Robbie won tickets, and the other person that won hasn't given me their name yet. We'll get some tickets out to the Staley Family Farm Corn Maze. I actually have more I'm going to give away next week. But again, I had a couple of people say, "Wow, you know, why are you giving stuff away for October? It's open now."
Right, go play.
Go to the Corn Maze at the Staley Family Farm. I think they have like food trucks, all kinds of cool stuff.
It's so fun over there. They have a petting zoo. There's a big thing you can take the kids down. They can slide. There's a swing. There's so much fun to do there.
Nice. All right, I asked you during the break, and you said, "Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never been there." Vermilion Cliffs. Do you know where that is?
I don't know where it is. I looked it up.
It's by the Utah-Arizona border. Mm-hmm. It's south of Kanab, if that helps. And tomorrow at the Vermilion Cliffs on the Utah-Arizona border, they are releasing 5 condors to the wild. That all 5 condors entering the wild were hatched at zoos throughout the program. That replicates natural scenarios. Each bird knows how to live on its own in the wild before being released. This year's batch of young condors hatched at the Oregon Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park, which I've been to, is really cool, and will be released at the Vermilion Cliffs National Monument tomorrow at noon. Now, they're going to start live streaming it tomorrow. I know you're like, you're going to live stream watching them put birds up. Well,
that's
actually
cool.
Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. I think I might like to go.
So it's at 10:30. They're going to start live streaming at 10:30. They're going to release them at noon at Vermilion Cliffs. And I wonder, is there anybody out there, if you want to call or text, have you been to Vermilion Cliffs? Because it sounds really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been there. I don't know anything about it. It's relatively close. I mean, Kanab is, what, 80 miles, 70, 80 miles from here? And it's south of there, so I'm guessing it's not more than a couple of hours, right?
Right. I don't think it'd take too long to get there.
So, let's see, I'm reading the article from Deseret News. The Utah-Arizona flock has faced several setbacks over the last few years. It lost nearly 24 birds to avian flu.
Mm.
2 more California condors were found dead in poaching incidents. Oh,
no.
Why would you do that? Come on. But, there were 4 condors that released last year, 5 this year. So that's pretty
so
cool.
Awesome. I'm glad they're doing something about that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Let's see. Billy was our other. Thanks, Billy, for sending your name along there as we give away those tickets to the corn maze. All right. There were a couple other things I wanted to get to. Oh, okay. So there's a great article online about gambling and how it's changing sports.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it's like, do you believe scores anymore? Well, I think about this. Now, I'm going to make some people mad at me a little bit, all right? But I'm going to say it anyway. Last week, I did a football game over at a local high school. What I'll do is maybe I'll leave the names out, and then if you're mad, it's your fault, not mine. But the team that was winning, there was about a minute, maybe a minute and a half left. All they had to do was, you know, at the end of a football game, what do you do if you want to run the clock? Just kneel down, and the game's over.
Mm-hmm.
All they had to do was kneel 3 times, and the game would have been over.
Yeah.
They were already ahead by 7 points. The game was in the bag. Instead of kneeling out the clock, they decided to go ahead and run 3 plays and score another touchdown. And in my mind, again, don't get mad. You can get mad at me if you want. I'm going to stand by what I say. I think that's very, very unsportsmanlike. And I think it disrespects the game of football too.
Why?
Why would you? There's no need to score anymore. You've already beaten your opponent. You've already defeated your foe. Why would you rub it in their face and win by 14 instead of 7? What's the point?
It also gives the other team an opportunity to intercept it and tie it. It makes
exactly,
maybe for a better game.
Which is another reason why you shouldn't do it, right? A few weeks ago, one of our local teams was winning by a touchdown, and it was 3rd down. There was maybe a minute left, so if they just run the ball, they can't run the clock all the way out, but they can run it down to like 20 seconds. Instead, they decide to pass the football. The quarterback gets hit while he's going back to pass. He fumbles the ball. The other team scores a touchdown, and it ends up going into overtime.
Mm.
I just don't understand why these coaches think that it's okay to put things at risk when you don't have to. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I'm not a big player of football, so I don't know those intricacies. But
and there are people that are going to say, well, you're just a poor sport because you were rooting for the team that was losing. No, I was not. I actually was fine with the outcome of the game. And it was a hard-fought game, well-played between two teams that deserved to be a one-score game. And for the team to kind of rub it in and score that last touchdown and kind of say, hey, we're better. And I had somebody ask me, well, don't their rankings and stuff depend on that? In the modern era of high school football in Utah, it's RPI. The only thing that counts, scores matter not at all. You could win by one or by 50. Doesn't matter. All that matters is your strength of schedule and your opponent's strength of schedule. Doesn't matter what the scores were. And so to me, I was just like, I just don't get this. It doesn't make sense to me why you would risk. And, of course, the team that was losing on those last three plays, they were trying to force a fumble. They were trying to obviously get the ball back and see if and that again just reinforced my idea. Why didn't you just take a knee, run the clock out, and go into the locker room knowing that you were the victor? I don't know.
I don't know. Some people are a little more competitive and want to really, really win.
Well, and somebody said, well, the players wanted to score. Those young men worked really hard. They wanted to score. Yeah. So since when did the players, like, rule the team? Like, who's the coach?
Where's the adult?
Yeah. Where's the adult in the room? Mm-hmm. And maybe give them a side-eye glance, right? Exactly. I don't know. I don't know. I just, like I said, a little bit frustrated in the way that ended just because I felt like it was disrespectful to the game of football. And I didn't root for this out loud, but in my mind, I was like, it would kind of serve them right if they fumbled and the other team tied it.
Oh.
It would kind of serve them right for not just kneeling. Because they could have kneeled the clock out. The game would have been over.
But yeah.
I'm off my soapbox.
Okay.
I'm done with that. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm going to shut my mouth. But
such a piece.
And you know what? Even in college football nowadays, it doesn't really matter what the score is anymore because there's a playoff and everything. But I just don't think it needed to happen. Anyway, we're going to change the topic now. Mello, get me off of this. Give me something else to talk about.
Gambling and football.
I was a little bit, and then I got off on my little side tangent.
My husband came home with $500 a couple weekends ago from gambling on sports.
You let him gamble your hard-earned money on sports? Really?
Yeah, he's a grown-up.
Is it his money or is it money that you made that he's using?
So it's our money, but it does come out of his account. So. Oh,
okay. Right. I just... Yeah. I have a friend of mine who is consumed with sports gambling. In fact, he likes. Have you ever heard of a parlay? You know what a parlay is?
I have heard of a parlay, though I couldn't give you the definition.
Basically, you pick a lot of times. It's usually like five things. Five things have to happen. If these five things happen, then you win big money. Like the odds of all five of them happening. Like you know, John Smith scores three touchdowns and Navy beats, you know, Farragut by 33 points. Mm-hmm. And you know, there are five completely unrelated things have to happen. And if they do, then you win big money. Mm-hmm. And he was obsessed with parlays. He was like, it had gone beyond, do you think so-and-so will beat so-and-so by 8 points? No, it had gone beyond, do you think this and this and this and this and this will happen? And I was like, dude, you got a problem, man. And he was one of those gamblers that, yeah, but I won $170 yesterday. Yeah, but what did you lose on the previous 6 days before that? Because I guarantee it was more than $170. So I was just, I guess my opinion has always been of gambling, and it's not a religious-based thing. It's a frugality thing. I work too hard for my money to just give it to someone else. You know what I mean?
I do not like to gamble. My mom always taught me that gambling is for people who are not good at math. So and I'm not great at math anyway, so I really was very sure not to go ahead and gamble.
It is very true.
Like, well, if we go to Vegas, he'll do more than I will. I'll take $20, and that's all I will do. And when it's gone, I'm done. And it's always gone. I don't come back with more.
Gambling's interesting because it requires self-discipline, like you, your $20. But the very nature of gambling, the reason you're doing it is because you don't have any self-discipline. And it's like, you know, there are very few people like you that say, okay, this is my budget, and when it's done, I'm done. Most people aren't like that. In fact, there have been many. I remember an old episode of King of Queens where he had given his friend all his money. And he said, listen, don't give me any, no matter how much I beg, do not give me any money. Well, of course, it came down to he lost all his money. He wanted some more money from his friend. He's like, hey, give me some money. His friend's like, no. Mm-mm. He said, no, give me some money. He said, no. He said, it's my money. Give it to me. And he's like, you told me not 2 hours ago that I was not to give you any of this money. He says, well, I'm superseding that right now. And he actually got his friend to give him his money. And then later on, when he lost all that money, he was mad. His friend was mad at him. Why did you give me that money?
You told me
it was yours. And, yeah. So, again, gambling is for those who think they have self-discipline, but they do not. So.
True.
947 on KDXU. We'll take a break. Back with more. Me and Mello hanging out after this.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU. Southern Utah's news talk leader.
951 on KDXU. Time for our weekly Mello and her daughter soap opera update. No. What's the latest now on the 20-year-old? He 22, right?
So, did I tell you about the hair dye situation?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yeah. So, she still doesn't have a job, and she keeps texting me.
And where is she living now?
She's living in Santa Cruz with her sister, but the plot thickens.
Uh-oh.
Because if she doesn't come up with the money that she needs by the end of the month, my other daughter...
is going to kick her out?
Is there an arrears on her property?
Oh, no.
And could get foreclosed on, and they could all be homeless. So
how much room do you have in your house?
No, that's not happening. So $2,000 would fix it. And then the next plot thickening is that other daughter, who is almost going to maybe could lose her house, has some type of rash right now, and she's in the hospital and has been in the hospital for 2 days.
Oh, boy.
So... it's pretty heavy at my house.
As the world turns.
Yes.
With Mello and her kids.
Sorry, it's not. And she still hasn't got a job. And I did send $20.
You gave her money?
Just because she was going to get food for my other daughter that was in the hospital, and I thought she was coming back home. She still has blue hair.
She has blue hair, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, so,
I'm trying to stay strong. It's really hard. I want to fix everything.
No, it's true. I understand. I'll bet. Does she? She probably... tell her the smartphone, right? Are you paying for her phone? Mello!
Till October 1st.
Right.
And her insurance.
Let's change the topic. I am so glad that some judges actually have a brain. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this dude files a lawsuit, right? Okay, you had those Hershey pumpkins with chocolate on the outside and peanut butter in the middle. They're shaped
like
a pumpkin.
I understand, yes.
Right? So this guy files a lawsuit. And his premise is, it says on the package that the pumpkins have eyes and a mouth. Well, I opened it up, and there were no eyes and mouth on my pumpkin, so I'm suing Hershey.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So he draws up this lawsuit. I don't know if he was a lawyer or he had a friend who was a lawyer or whatever. He draws up this lawsuit. The man claimed they were disappointed when they unwrapped the treat, but the U. I know, seriously. The U.S. District Judge ruled the lawsuit frivolous, and it failed to prove that there was any economic impact or injury to the man.
Yeah, your happiness doesn't matter.
I can't. Why would?
That's
I mean, we've heard about frivolous lawsuits, right? And some of them, you're like, oh boy, here we go. But and I heard, you know, that lady with that burned McDonald's. It was like some major serious burns.
Oh,
it was actually bad. But come on, you're suing Hershey because the pumpkin thing doesn't have a face on it, really?
You're gonna put the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah,
just eat it.
I don't understand that.
You don't want your food looking back at you.
And then this story today on The Wire, new research being done in San Antonio is putting humans one step closer to living on the moon or Mars. The Southwest Research Institute and UT San Antonio are testing new technology that would allow astronauts to create the resources they need while living on another planet. Southwest Research Institute program manager Kevin Supak says they're talking about things like fuel, oxygen, and fertilizer for food. He says this is an exciting time in the space race. It will not be long before we have humans living on Mars.
No way.
So the question is, would you do it?
No.
No?
No. Not ever.
Well, okay, give me your reasons why not.
Because I like Earth a lot.
Okay.
Pretty cool planet. Yeah. I don't want to have to worry about my oxygen.
A lot of jerks here on Earth, though.
I think you surround yourself with the people you choose to be around. I don't think you have to be around jerks. I really think that this is a beautiful place, and I don't want to have to wear a big helmet all the time. I mean, it was bad enough to wear a mask during COVID. I'd rather just breathe the air.
So last year there was a story about this town in Italy that will pay you to move into their town and renovate the house. They actually will give you money to help renovate the house if you will come and do the work.
Wow.
And my wife and I actually looked at it and went, you know, that's kind of tempting. Basically to go live in Italy for free once we retire. And I was like, yeah, but... And she's like, yeah, but what? And I'm like, yeah, but grandkids. Our kids and grandkids. And she's like, oh, yeah, we can't really go move anywhere, can we? In fact, as we've talked about our next chapter in life, whenever that may be, we've talked about, you know, what do we want to do? Where do we want to travel? Where do we want to live? And all that stuff. And it's like the number one factor in all those things is... grandkids.
Proximity.
Kids and grandkids. Because we don't want to be, I mean, it'd be fun to go live in Italy. It'd be fun to go live in Hawaii for a while, but do I want to be 5, 7, 11, 13 hours away from my grandkids? No, mm-hmm. I don't. And they can't afford to go there and visit me. And I probably can't afford to come back and visit them either. So, yeah, it's kind of put a kibosh on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, you just got to go and travel there. Yeah, the grandkids really make everything worthwhile. I love grandkids.
Game changers, aren't they?
Yeah.
How many do you have now?
I have three.
Three grandkids. Yep. I am up to five now, and we found out my son and his wife are having another girl.
Wow, that's exciting.
So I'll have a sixth grandchild coming. Three of my five kids don't have any kids yet, so... there's a lot of grandkids in the future.
I would hope so, but not for me. I've got seven kids, and two of them I can only see having kids. My other son, no. My other daughter, no. My other daughter, no. My other daughter, no. Maybe my youngest one.
What about Maddox?
Maddox, yeah, but I'll be 100.
Yeah, you did
He's
have
only
him kind of late.
I'm
going
to be so old. When he graduates, I'm almost going to be 60. That's so embarrassing. I'm not very happy.
Well, if you dye your hair and go to graduation with nice dark hair, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll hide the gray, right?
Yeah. So, okay, I'll try.
Would you? How long have you been coloring your hair, by the way? I'm just curious.
I only have very few grays.
Okay. So if you had never colored your hair, you would not be a gray-haired person.
No,
okay.
My mom was 75 when she passed, and my sister, who was 50, had more gray hair than my mom.
Really?
So I think I'm kind of taken after my mom. I don't think I'll be gray like that. And my mom didn't color her hair.
One of those ponderables. Why is it okay for women to dye their hair so they don't get gray, and that's not cool for guys? If a guy does that, you're like, ew, what a creep. You know,
it's not that it's not cool, it's that guys' hair is short, and so I think they have to really be on top of it for it to stay looking nice.
Oh, okay.
So I think it would be
okay. Because the gray would dry out quicker and more visible.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my opinion. But I don't, if guy wants to dye their hair, it's just, I think once you get to a certain age and you obviously should be gray because there's so many wrinkles that it just looks like it's just a weird contrast. So
I have a friend, a guy, his daughter is a hairdresser, and she insists on dyeing his hair, including his eyebrows.
Well, every month. Do the whole thing.
Every month.
And the beard, if you're going to do it.
Well, he doesn't have a beard, but I'm like, dude, really? She's dyeing your eyebrows? Like, what do you do? Like, close your eyes and pray it doesn't drip into your...
It will not. And you need to trim them, too. You don't want them growing longer than other things. And your ears. Trim that hair in the ears.
I wonder if she dyes his ear hair or just...
No, you trim it out. You don't. You don't dye the ear hair.
After a while, though, I mean, how do you keep up, right?
No, you get a little zzz and just get it out.
Today's show was about almost nothing, but it was still a fun show. We had a good time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Mello, thanks for coming and hanging out with me, and hopefully you sell a house or two this week.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, thank you for being on the program and listening and hanging out, and congratulations to our winners, and we'll see you on Monday.